consider some things about this particular verse and how God can help us, how the Bible tells us, I should say, to reach the Lord and what we can follow here. Let me ask you a question. Are there things in the world you'd like to see change? Maybe you'd say, well, we don't have to go as far as the world. We can go, you know, not too far and find plenty of things that we'd like to see change. But are there things in the world that you would say, on my own, I would probably never be able to change them? Yeah, I mean, you don't have the finances, the means, the resources, etc. But we do know somebody who does. Remember that song, "He Owns the Cattle on a Thousand Hills"? And my mother-in-law used to say, "He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and every now and then he gets rid of one of them so we can have something to eat and provide for us, and which is more than enough." But we want to consider the effect that prayer has. And tonight, one of those effects, I should say. But if we want to see the world change, then prayer needs to be important to you and to me. If we want to see Eden Rapids change, if we want to see us change, God says, talk to me. He's got the answers. Let's take a look at this verse. It's Isaiah 40, verse 31. We probably know it very well. I'll read it for us here. It says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Prayer. Prayer. Now I title this a little bit spuriously. Prayer secrets does not mean that we can't figure these things out and God was trying to hide them from us. The prayer secret is simply this: if we share these, if we follow these, we can see effectual prayer. It's like the Bible says, the fervent, effectual prayer of can be answered by the Lord and open to the Lord, and that's what we want to pray. We want to pray effectively, meaning see things happen as a result of calling on the Lord. He says here, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." A side effect of prayer is renewal. Renewal. You say, man, I just don't feel like I'm close to the Lord right now. Well, God says, listen, one of the things that you can do, costs you nothing, just time, turning everything else off, and everybody else for that matter, for even just a moment, and talk to the Lord. Go into the throne room of God in prayer. That's what we want to look at tonight. Prayer, side effect, and renewal. Would you bow with me? We'll ask God, speaking of prayer, we'll ask him to help us as we look in the Bible tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can reach out to you. That costs, there's no subscription to pay. There's no monthly plan that we've got to figure out. No, it's just simply calling on your name, Lord, through Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, that tonight you would help us to see the importance of that, simply because you want to renew our strength. You want to help us do what you have planned for us to do or planned for us to use for the name of Jesus Christ. We ask your help now as we consider these things. May you get the glory through all said and done. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We do have some verses here, as you can see, several we could use some help with. Let's start with Romans 10 and verse 11. Who would like to read Romans 10 and verse 11? And Daryl will read that for us. How about Psalm 23 and verse 6? And Leland, yeah, he wanted to read one. That's a good one. Leland will read that for us tonight. How about 1 Corinthians 15, verses 56 to 58? That's at the end of that chapter there. How about Judy's got that? Thank you. And then Andrea, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, if you would, please. Then we have Proverbs 27 and verse 1. Who would like to take Proverbs 27, 1? Trenton, okay. And then, did I see a hand over here? Thank you, Lily. 2 Corinthians 12. I thought I saw you put your hand up, but I was the only one who saw it, I guess. All right. 2 Corinthians 12, if you would, honey. Thank you. Appreciate that. Here we are, Isaiah chapter 40. The Bible says, "But they that wait upon the Lord." Every child in God's family has an allowance, that's the word, of new strength. How many grew up when their parents gave them an allowance? Anybody have that? We did until my parents didn't have the money to give an allowance anymore. And sometimes some of that allowance money, mine was kept in a jar and so forth, and it began to shrink, and I knew it wasn't me. You know, I don't know what happened to it, but an allowance is simply kind of a regular amount that is given to be used with the idea of learning how to discipline in the area of finances and so forth. That was kind of the idea of allowances, and the amount was set to a certain degree, and not so much that it would, you know, be overwhelming, but certainly something to help a child or young person become a little more responsible with those things, and that's the idea. Well, every child in God's family has an allowance of new strength. They that wait upon the Lord, the Bible says, shall renew their strength. This means that all groups are included. You say, well, I'm just not as young as I used to be, or I'm not old enough for that. Well, God says, I've got strength for every age, regardless of where you're at in the numbers. For men and or women, gender, for nationalities, you know, here in America, but also in, how would you like to be in North Korea tonight? Would you have strength to serve the Lord in North Korea? Can I tell you, they need more strength than we do, it seems to me, because they have such oppression over there. But God has an allowance for every believer in Christ. By the way, there are believers over there. Every now and then you hear of their story, and it's terrible. What's going on? It's very sad. But God is good. He's reaching hearts and souls. Intelligence, well, I'm just not smart enough. I can't keep that in mind. Or, you know, I'm too smart. That's just not enough for me. Well, God says, hey, guess what? I know a little bit more than everybody, and I can handle what you need. Personality, financial status, etc., all groups are included in the they that wait upon the Lord. And the reason is because all groups have needs. All groups have needs. We need something in our life that only God can meet. And we can try to meet them ourselves. And maybe we have. In fact, if you're breathing oxygen tonight, you have tried to meet your own needs. Am I right on that? And you have seen that God's way is better. God's way is better. And Scripture shares with us some thoughts on this. We'll hear from Romans 10. Verse 11, first of all, talking about our needs that God meets.
For the Scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
All right, so who's the ones that should not be ashamed or should not be fearful or not trust, etc.? Who are the ones that the Bible is talking about there in Romans chapter 10 and verse 11? The ones that believe on Christ. That's you. That's me. We all have a need to have a strong and faithful desire to trust in the Lord. And God says, I can help you with that. I can help you with that. Psalm 23 and verse 6, we know this well in Psalm 23, but Leland's going to read it for us nice and loud. Okay, thank you very much. How old was David when he penned Psalm 23? Anybody know?
16.
I don't know how old he was, to be honest with you. Whether he was young, whether he was old. Maybe he was middle age. He was kind of in the middle of everything. I don't know. But what he said was, the Lord and his mercy and grace will follow me. His goodness and mercy will follow me. How long? If I obey and honor him and I look to him, it'll follow me all the days of my life. However long that's going to be, or however young I am when I begin, God says he will give me his goodness and mercy. Every child in God's family has an allowance of new strength. Now let's continue on in the verse. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Every, number two, stage of life can enjoy new strength. Every stage of life can enjoy new strength. This is not necessarily physical strength. This is spiritual strength God provides to live and honor Him. What do we need? What do we need this kind of strength for? Mark chapter 10. Let's all go there. Mark chapter 10. Let's go there. Please, and look at verse 25. I'll read that for us in Mark. And look at verse number 25 with me, and I'll read the three verses there. The Bible says, Jesus speaking here, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Now, did he really have to say camel? He could have said just about anything, don't you think? It's easier for anything to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, what was interesting that his disciples said this, "And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved?" What I laugh at that because it implies that they knew what it was like to be rich. Well, that's us. You know, we're kind of wealthy around here. What did they have? What did the disciples have? The Bible says that Jesus didn't know he didn't have no place to lay his head. The foxes have holes and so forth, but he had no place to lay his head as he ministered in this world. And they were right along there with him. But then look at what he says in verse number 27. "And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." All things are possible. You ever had an exceptional, that means an unusual challenge in life? Could be medical, could be financial, could be relational, whatever it is, spiritual. It could be all these things. And God says, guess what? I can help you with that. I have strength for that. But you need to talk to me. You need to come to me in prayer. James chapter 1, let's go there. James chapter 1. One particular stage could be an exceptional time of challenges. Another stage, and I'll just give it to you before we read here. It's for endurance building burdens. Endurance building burdens. Not that we build the burdens, but that the burdens get built for us to go through and challenged to look to the Lord for help. James chapter 1 will explain that for us. Take a look at verse number 2. 2 through 5 in James 1 says this, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." I like that verse, don't you? Because when he says, if any of you lack wisdom, that's pretty much all of us. I think we all could fit in that category. If not now, then eventually at some point. But God says, I've got the wisdom ready for you and to get through some of those trials, those tribulations in life, those difficulties, having to walk from the other side of the road to get to church instead of parking the parking lot. Patience, patience, you know, those are all things God says he can help us with. And that seems so silly, but it can become something that robs you of your joy. You get bitter. We get bitter at the littlest things. Have you ever noticed that? We don't need a big thing. We can get bitter at little things. And God says, why don't you look to me and ask for wisdom on that? Then for everyday consistency. Again, the verse goes, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about how we can have God's strength to be consistent in our life. Judy has that for us.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain.
Okay. Consistency. Thank you for sharing that. Verse 58 tells us that there is a purpose. There is a reason to continue on in doing what is right and faithful. And he says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And by the way, when we don't, what does God say to do? If we choose differently, we realize, oh wait, I went down the wrong side. I'm on the wrong path. What does God say to do? Repent and confess. And then let him and ask his forgiveness. And then get back on the right path. It's as simple as that. As I read scripture, God's plan is never to drag out correction or discipline or judgment for that matter, unless you've rejected his son. That's for eternity. But for his children, it's always, let's get it done right now because you're wasting our time going this way. Let's get back on the right side with me. For consistency, he says, you can walk and not faint. Every stage of life. Let's go to number three. Again, the Bible says, they that wait. And then it says, they shall mount up. They shall run. They shall walk. Every single day calls to pray, that's the blank, pray for new strength, for new strength. Who was it? Was it Elisha that ate some of the angels' food and he was strong for many days past that, and he ran miles and miles and so forth? Well, that's not something we can expect necessarily, but we can certainly expect spiritual strength. But here's what God tells us in the New Testament for today. For today. Let's hear from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16.
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Okay, thank you very much. If you were with us when Brother Childs was here, this is one of the verses he pointed out. Day by day, which means this. Yesterday's portion of strength won't do for today. We need today's portion. We need God's portion today for what he has planned for us. That's why we pray. That's why you should pray today. Amen. If you choose not to, then you're using your strength. Proverbs 27, verse number 1. Trenton has that, I think. All right, so tomorrow's portion of strength isn't needed yet. Tomorrow's portion isn't needed yet. Why is that? Because we're not there yet. We can plan. Yeah, God doesn't say that we should not plan. But what he is telling us is we need to pray for the strength to accomplish his plans for this day and do it again tomorrow. By the way, don't you think it'd be a good idea to meet God every day? Yes. Meet with him every day. And let him work through you. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, and we'll finish with this.
And said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Okay, thank you very much. So this is the Apostle Paul writing about a personal trial that he deals with or was dealing with, and it was something every day he dealt with. Every day. He called it a thorn in the what? So it wasn't necessarily spiritual, though it had spiritual implications, but it was a physical pain that he dealt with, some type of physical challenge every day. And yet God showed him, would you ask me for grace today? Would you ask me for more grace today? And God provided it, he said. Today's portion of strength and faith is sufficient. God says he wants to hear from us. Speaking of renewal, let's go ask God to renew us tonight with prayer. Let's meet him and let's ask him about these things and others as we pray.